It was a standoff that would consume parts of three calendar years. Today, we take a look back at the story of one man thrust into the national spotlight as his nation and two different U.S. presidents worked to gain his freedom. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
The ongoing Iranian hostage crisis in 1980 was certainly not a help to President Jimmy Carter's re-election bid, but Tom Schaefer says none of the options, except for patience and diplomacy, were good options.
I just prayed he wouldn't pick some of the options that maybe other presidents might have picked, to send in the Marines and pick up 53 plastic bags with our remains. That wasn't a very good option. So he had the patience, the maturity to just keep trying to negotiate.
Although he was moved 22 times, American intelligence somehow knew of the hostages' whereabouts when they attempted a rescue mission on April 25th, 1980.
It's too bad that rescue didn't work. It could have. The reason I say that is we're all back at the embassy because the Red Cross came to see us. They knew we were there. They even knew what rooms we were in.
Schaefer always believed that his captors would do everything possible to keep him alive, realizing the hostages were not bargaining chips if they were dead. However, there was a time when Schaefer thought he might be put to death.
Right at the beginning when they started to prep me for going on trial, I knew that the trials were something I didn't want to get involved in. They were very short and very permanent. But I never did go on trial.
On January 20th, 1981, just after Ronald Reagan was sworn into office, the American hostages were released. Schaefer says he later learned why he was probably never put on trial in Iran.
My wife and I were invited down to Plains, Georgia to talk with the President and Mrs. Carter. And one of the questions I asked him, how come I never went on trial? He got up, went to his file, brought me a letter that he had written to Khomeini. Words to the effect were, if you choose to put but one American on trial, I will then exercise my military options.
Schaefer passed away a few years ago, but his story is one I often recall as inspiration. You can hear the full story on our podcast. Just follow American Countryside on Facebook to find the link. Traveling the Countryside in Peoria, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.